The last step in the process is you've got to make sure that what you've just created, either in terms of vision or values, is more than words painted on a wall or words on a piece of paper in some drawer somewhere. This is how you operationalize, how you make these values and vision live in your organization. It requires three main things: rituals, tools, and processes. And I'm going to walk you through what each of those are, give you a few examples. A ritual, of course, anything that repeats itself over and over again that imbues the experience in the system. Classic ritual would be a check-in at the beginning of any meeting. Every meeting you could start with a check-in. You literally go around, and if you have values or rule of life or something, you could say, I want you to go around and name one person in the room who exhibited one of the values, some behavior they did this week or this month that exhibited a value, and you want to recognize that person. So that check-in, every single time people start thinking about, yeah, how is the life we live in this company or in this organization expressing our values. Another one is meeting protocols. I'm going to actually teach this in a later module where I actually show you how the stages of a meeting can actually reinforce the values and also how you frame a meeting. Recognition in general, what you recognize gets done. The more you recognize certain kinds of behaviors and patterns and habits gets done. So at Aspen Heights, one of the things we did is we had at the beginning of every meeting, everybody got handed a card that had all four values on it and a blank space where you could write. And what you do is you would circle one of the values and you'd write the name of the person that you're recognizing for that value. You'd say what they had done that you appreciated, and you'd give them that card. They could then take that card, and all of those at the end of the meeting were collected, entered into a drawing, and once a month we would draw a values winner, and they'd get an email out to the whole company. And then everybody would get those cards back, and they would literally post them on the walls, and people sort of were surrounded by, physically, our values. So another one is tools, and the card I just mentioned is also a tool as much as it is a ritual. We also, everybody who got hired in the company were given what we called stress cubes. These are literally Nerf cubes that had the logo on one end, the vision on the other, and then the four values around the four sides of the cube. And so across everybody's desk in the entire company, you have these little stress cubes. Sometimes people would throw them at each other, but what you had again is this physical artifact that reminded people of what matters to you. Of course, a classic one is posters. These posters were placed various places. We had the vision, the values, and the strategic priorities. When you walk into the entryway or the foyer of an organization, having some sort of depiction of those values is really, really helpful. Another thing is office space. How you arrange your physical spaces reflects values. You can see if you were to organize your space this way, it would certainly convey one thing about values versus if you were to organize your space more like this, which conveys a completely different set of values. So you can see how spaces both express and create the values of an organization. Now, you may not be able to afford or have the authority or have the interest in redesigning office space, but you can think about even subtle things like lighting, just something simple like lighting. This sort of lighting creates a very different value set. There's quite a lot of intimacy in this, whereas this lighting creates quite a lot of expansiveness. And so you can see how, literally lighting can change how somebody experiences or expresses your values. So those are just a few examples of tools. The last one I want to talk about are processes. These are things that have kind of an ongoing duration that as you walk through them, people are being transformed by the values as you do them. Let me just give you three examples. One of the biggest processes every organization needs to have if you're going to have any new people in it ever is a really robust onboarding process. And that onboarding process can be really elaborate or pretty simple, but I'm going to give you a few key elements. If you have a rule of life, a vision, a big sense of purpose and why, you want to make sure that there's an on-ramp. And so here's what that would look like. Here are the key elements. First one is you always want to tell your origin story and your why. The big idea. What is it that you do? Why do you do it? What's your bigger purpose? And get them thinking about their purpose, their sense of why. Number two, use a values discovery process. If you have a rule of life or something like it, or a set of values in your team, you could, if you wanted, I've attached this in the PDF on the customer portal, where you actually walk people through a process where they generate their own sense of values. And then after they've generated their values, you want to make sure that you link your organizational or team values to their personal values. When you have a handshake between those two things, you've got something magical in your team. And then the last thing you'll got to do in any kind of onboarding or introducing people to a new idea is something I call stage the ascent, the stage the ascent process. I'm just seeding the idea here. That's actually going to be described in the next video. So let's go back now to a few other processes. Onboarding is a big one. Another big one is performance reviews. How you have conversations about how people are performing is a way to express and reflect your values. And so you could literally have, if you do a formal evaluation process, which you should have something, no matter what kind of organization you're in, you want to have maybe a portion of it that says, you know, 25% of it, how are we doing on our values together? Are we exhibiting the behaviors of our values, or aren't we? Last is how you exit or transition people in your organization. And sometimes there are going to be terminations. How you terminate has a huge impact on how values are experienced and expressed. So be thinking about what's our rule of life and how do we determine when and how do we go about exiting someone that reflects our values. Transition is promotions or reorganization. How you go about helping people as they assume bigger responsibilities or a new role. When you think through that, think about what about our values would shape how we go about doing this. These are all the processes. So when you look at all of these things together, it has a very big impact on how you express and explore values.